Okay, we're recording now officially.
And should we ask Ann to officially...
I believe we should.
Okay. Are you able to do that tonight, Ann? Obviously, you're here, and hopefully it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
And John is... John, are you there? John Arnold? John Arnold?
I'm here. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not.
Yep, we can hear you just fine.
Okay.
So I think we
only have a tiny picture, so I can't tell who is physically there as far as board members present, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, we'll go through it. Because I'm not sure if everybody has a camera and all that, so... So, we've got Ann is here, Tricia. Eric Bergman is here. Jerry Bouchard is here. John Arnold is here. And then in the room with me, we have Ron Zimmerman, Peter, and Mike. So I think we have a full board with Ann filling in for Alan, who's apparently not here. All right? So I think we're...
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us again remotely. Based upon notices and health advisories that have been issued by federal, state, and local officials related to the COVID-19 virus. This planning board meeting tonight is being held via video conferencing, obviously. That's permitted by New York State Open Meetings Law and Executive Order 202.1. Due to public health and safety concerns, we won't have any public here with us tonight to attend at this location. As board members and other department staff are here tonight present for the meeting. The public, however, is able to fully observe this meeting via video conference, and those that information related to the meeting has been put out onto the town hall website. So for those that are interested, that's how we're able to accommodate folks to connect with us remotely. So tonight we have an agenda item with Stewart Shops at the corner of Route 9 and Fire Falls Road. Before we do that, I'll ask folks to please take a look at their June 15, 2020 planning board minutes, which were also posted in this room and remotely via Zoom. So folks, please take a minute to review the minutes from June 15, 2020, and we'll entertain any additions, deletions, or corrections.
Move to accept this type.
So I have a motion by Peter to accept the June 15, 2020 planning board minutes as presented. Do I have a second?
Can I make a comment first?
Sure.
Yeah, I think there's one typo in here. It's on page 2281, second paragraph from the bottom. It says, Attorney Butner asked whether upcoming changes to the zoning law might have impacted the previous plan, raised the possibility that the town board might now want to have this board offering zoning changes to people. I think the word now should be not. My recollection of that conversation was that she was telling us to be wary of giving zoning or offering zoning changes.
That's
right. But that's my recollection of that conversation.
Okay. Were you able to look after that, Tricia?
Got it.
So if I'm wrong on that, then I would agree to accept them as type. That's just my recollection of it. I don't handle the board here.
Okay. Thank you for the comments, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Anybody want to offer a second?
I'll second.
That was Eric. So, a motion by Peter, a second by Eric to accept the June 15, 2020, minutes as presented with some additional commentary offered by Jerry. Any further discussion? Dr. controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions?
Anne, this is Anne. I would need to abstain. I was not present.
Yep, one abstention from you. Thank you, Anne. I shall agree. The motion carries. So now with that, we can move ahead with tonight's agenda item, which is a follow-up for Stewart Shops. This is a site plan review at the corner of U.S. Route 9 and Spire Falls Road, which is County Route 24. With that, we had some items that we asked for follow-up during our meeting 2 months ago.
Right? Yes, this was last seen in May.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. And I guess with that, maybe we will ask that we turn it over to the applicant for recording purposes.
Oh, I just wanted to recap the seven items that
Please go ahead.
I had add a handicapped parking space. We wanted to see the, and that was on the side, as I recall.
Right.
That's there. We wanted to widen the parking spaces to 10 feet wide, even if it did result in a lower overall number of spaces shown. Because I was also going to see, as I recall, we're going to recalculate, or offer to recalculate the space to square footage ratio based on actual customer area used in the store. They did contact Matt about the septic, and that is an allowable form of septic treatment. So that matter was resolved. We asked for improved landscaping at the corner, and I did notice on the landscaping page that there was that island was expanded and the plantings were greater in number. Traffic study has been initiated. I was contacted by Craig Manning, and I think they've wrapped up their analysis. I think I've yet to see a formal written report that we can share with our third-party reviewer. However, in the intervening time, we did get the escrow account set up. The money did come from Stewart, so that can all occur. And Peter did accept the contract for the work. So everything is in place and queued up to get that going. So as soon as the analysis is ready, we can forward that on to Peter, and he's usually pretty good about turning around that review in a week or two. But I don't have it as yet. Soil testing, there was to be some test results done from the cleanup that was ongoing there. I see that was, in the intervening time going by there, I did notice there were some crews there, there was some excavation going on. And it seems like now it has been refilled and buttoned up, so we'll look for a report on that, though. And then on the SWIP, there has been an exchange and dialogue between their engineer and ours, again, but I don't know the exact status of that to the moment, and I'm unaware of any conclusion to that just yet.
You're going to ask Mr.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, that's a good update and overview. Thanks for jumping off for us, Jim. With that, we'll go ahead and turn it over to the applicant, which is Stewart's, and ask, I believe Chris is joining us tonight. If you could, Chris, just please state your name and your address for recording purposes, and then we'll have you jump right in for us.
Sure, Chris Potter from Stewart's Shops here. Our address, P.O. Box 435, Saratoga Springs. New York 12866. Since the last meeting, we have made quite a few changes here. We went ahead and took a look at our access based on DOT comments and the traffic study done by Craig Manning, and with the restriction on where our driveways would be. Decided to remove the high flow diesel canopy that was proposed on the side of the building. So that is no longer, we felt, with the restriction in access on Spire Falls Road that wasn't quite as it possibly could have been for larger vehicles. So we felt it would be best to remove that canopy with the restriction of only having one driveway on Spire Falls Road. So that was one big change that we York State DOT concerns have been adequately addressed. The only thing we need to do now is finalize the minor details and apply for our last part of the highway work permit. So we found that this land was acceptable based on our track study we provided and the removal of the actual diesel canopy to eliminate the large trucks that we were proposing to have in the site. In its place, we did add a patio around that side. We kind of felt with the connection with our sidewalk to Hudson Headwaters to have a patio over there with some picnic tables for employees and people that would be visiting Hudson Headwaters and they come over and use our facility also. So we thought that would be a good use of space over there. Now that we can have the high flow diesel canopy. And then with the driveway at Fire Falls, I know Sarasota County had some comments previously with the Google. We had some light poles that were in the right way, curving, and then a little bit of our landscaping went in there. We got rid of the curving that was in the right way, as well as moved any light poles that we had in there out of the right way. A few of the plantings also got shifted into the site a little bit more. So that we addressed the county's challenges.
Chris, do you have a sign off from the county?
I've not heard anything back from the county yet. I think I would imagine it'd be all right with the minor change. I don't have concerns over the one driveway that was close to the intersection, which we removed. We kept the one that was further away and then addressed the other minor comments they had. So I can't imagine that there'd be any outstanding issues with that. We're also working with the New York Power Authority on a few of our sites, actually quite a few sites, to add some electric car charging stations. And this was a site that they picked that they would like to be at. So with the removal of that high-flow diesel canopy, we're going to propose like 4 to 5 spots that would parking spots that would turn into that would have electric vehicle car charging stations at. So that'd be something that we'd be looking to add as part of the approval so they wouldn't have to come back. We're hoping the timing works out to where they'd be able to construct them at the same time as us, but it might not. But it's something we're looking at doing.
Can I ask you a quick question on that, Chris?
Sure.
Do you have a tentative or location that you have tentatively earmarked as where you think that those spots might be?
Yep. On sheet S2, basically along, if you were to come in the Route 9 driveway, the left-hand side, there's 4 spots that are designated. Or future electric car charging stalls, and then there's a electric transformer that will be out there for them also.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we were proposing them now. Shows five spots, and they're up in the air on whether it's going to be 4 or 5 spots.
And what if those do move forward? Right now, it's kind of shown in the green space area. Are they semi-pervious, or are they going to be paved, or what will they be?
They will be paved.
Okay.
And we kind of picked a spot to where it would work. If it did happen to be added later, there wouldn't be any disruption to, or have we think of the black top, right? It would just be in addition to what we already have in place, and everything should work out pretty well.
That's good.
I know there was comments about handicap parking, giving us handicap parking spots on both sides because of the doors located on each side, so we did shift some stuff around where we're able to add handicap parking at both locations. Each door will have a handicap spot. I know on the front that faces Route 9, we were able to change parking space widths up to almost 10 feet. They're 9 foot 11 and a half wide. And then on the side, we're only able to get up to 9 foot 3. cases. You know, one of the other comments previously was lending, just looking into matching up with Hudson Headwaters lending plan. We did reach out to them, we got a copy of their plan, and we were proposing a 56,000 Kelvin temperature light. They had 40,000, so we revised our lights to go to 40,000 so that the color of the light will match. And then there are also their parking lot average for foot candle levels was 2.7, and we're at 2.73. So I think the light levels between the two should look pretty consistent. And then as far as the landscaping, we did add two more landscaping beds out towards the intersection to improve the overall streetscape as you come down Route 9 and Sparta Falls Road. So it should be a significant improvement of what was currently there, what was previously proposed. And then we provided a letter with the sort of drywalls for the septic system. And then I know we've got in contact with the LaBerge Group over our stormwater. All the comments that they had, which were very minor nature, which we, and we reached out to them, we addressed those. Our engineer had contacted them, and they were good with what we had proposed. There was talk about the old gas tank removal and contamination. That process has been completed. New York City DEC was on site during excavation at certain times. We did some post-excavation soil samples before we backfilled, and they found that those were exceeding the regulatory standards for those, and they gave us a green light to go ahead and backfill. So we have met the requirements for the DECM on cleanup contamination there. So we should be okay, but we'll get into anything when we dig further. Yeah, we would address that at the time we found it. We're back in touch with New York State DEC on that if we can find anything additional.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
Mike had a question about the landscaping.
On the landscaping out there towards the hydrant, is that going to interfere with the snow removal at all in the wintertime? Maybe we should have Jesse take a look at that. They got to dress up pretty nice there, and I don't want to damage or anything done to their part to make sure that they have enough room for snow removal for the hydrants in the in the wintertime. So maybe we could just have Jesse, Jim, if you could get a hold of him tomorrow and take a look at that.
Sure.
Make sure it's okay. Be appreciated. Just a little safety.
Are you taking snow removal from the road or from our site?
Oh no, from the hydrant. When they
travel around the hydrant.
Cleans the hydrants out for fire protection. So.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I want to make sure they don't do any damage to you guys or there's enough room there. So we can just have our water superintendent take a look at that tomorrow, maybe.
Yep.
I think it should be okay. I think it's minor,
Yeah, we have to shift that a little bit closer. We can shift that whole landscape bed, 5 feet or so closer towards the Spire Falls side and just get a little bit more room around that hydrant.
Yeah, it would be up to him. I don't want him to go in there and try to damage you guys or, have interference there. So we can work that out with him tomorrow, Jim, if you wish. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's definitely easy enough to take care of. We can change that a little bit.
Perfect.
I think that pretty much wraps up all the changes that we had made on the plans. If anybody has any additional comments or questions.
I have just one follow-up. Jim had briefly mentioned it during his opener. Chris, I don't know if you heard or picked up on it. We had the conversation when we were here in May last about parking spaces, the geometry, what the total number was, and we were having some dialogue back and forth about how much actual customer space would there be in the shop if we backed out a few areas that shouldn't be considered customer space and then included other areas like the beer cave, for example. I was just wondering if you had gone through a revised analysis of that just to see for us, for our application, if we could then tie out how many parking spaces we do physically need versus how many we have, or how many we're planning to have.
We did. We analyzed both the code specifically said gross floor area, which would be the entire building.
Okay.
So we kind of kept it as, you know, we actually now are down to 38 spaces. We're actually 40 to require. That was based on, you know, shifting, you know, adding the handicap on the side, and it's no longer shared on loading zone. So we lose one by doing that, and then just spacing out some of the other ones in as much as we could without losing additional spots. You know, and here those spaces do have, you know, underneath the canopy, which is, that's 10 spaces right there. You know, that are additional, that really are not active though. We really have, you know, there's four spaces out behind the store, which is really deep up for our employees. So I think once you, you know, subtract what would be under the canopy and then the employee parking, there's not a lot of parking there. I would rather not lose additional parking at the building.
So you're saying there's a net difference of two spaces between the prior plan and this plan?
Correct, yep. There's two left.
I mean, Ron, from my standpoint, I still mean, I know I understood that it's a gross floor area, but I still maintain that the practical utilization of parking comes from where people can be.
Oh, yeah.
And if customers can't be in the stock room of the store or behind the counter, you know, those types of areas, then
yeah.
As a practical matter, they don't figure against the parking calculation.
Yeah, I counted it twice now, Chris, and I still keep coming up to 45, including the two handicaps. That's if I count the spaces at the gas islands as well.
Yeah. They have a number. They have little numbers over there. They number
what plan are you on?
On
the electrical parking are numbered.
No, and I'm not even counting the electrical ones here.
Yeah. So it seems like there's plenty of parking.
I think it's fine.
I agree.
My question for Christopher is the parking spots you said zone were 9 foot three wide and others are 10 feet wide. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 foot three and 9 11 half. So pretty close.
Okay.
To 10 feet.
You know, in our code in Section 149-5, we define the parking space as being not less than 200 square feet. So, are the parking spots 200 square feet? That's the more important thing to me. Just look into that. That would be important because that's in the code. It's buried under the definition of a parking spot. It's not the greatest place to put it, but that's where it is.
Yeah, I think the only ones that could potentially be non-compliant are the ones, the five electric car stations and the numbered 18 through 21 in the back. The rest look like they would be compliant.
They very well may be. That's why I'm less worried about the width. As long as the only requirement we really have is a square footage. Now, it's something that does become practical, right? But it's what we got.
I don't know, Chris, on that back area where the four employee spaces are, 18 through 21, it would be very easy just simply to widen the curb line there to give you the sufficient, you know, space width for each stall. You got plenty of room there to widen it. Matter of fact,
yeah,
you can even pop in a couple more spaces.
Yeah,
And then on the electric charging, if you lose one space there, then that would work.
Right, four.
And you can regain that other space by adding one in the back.
Again, it's my comment is the 200 square feet.
No, we talked about this at length in May, and I think the 10 feet is important because vehicles are larger now.
I do understand that, but I mean, I'm sure you're doing the best to meet that. But the only thing I could really hang my head on require is 200 square feet.
For space. Okay. Maybe just have to take a little bit closer look at that and then Chris.
Yeah.
Or any other questions or comments or additional detail for Chris?
Oh, I think that was looking a lot better.
Ann or John, any questions or thoughts?
I think Chris has answered the formal question I might have.
Okay. John, are you good?
He hopped back on our guy, so you got to ask him again, Ron.
Okay. John, we were just checking in with everybody here and abroad to see if there were any other thoughts or comments or questions for Chris regarding the site plan at this point.
I know, beautiful. Yet. I'll talk to Jesse tomorrow about hydrant snow removal, and I'll confirm the water connections while I'm at it, that he's all good with all the water.
Yeah, you use the existing one, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Which is fine.
Yep. And then wire spaces for the electric vehicle stalls and the employee parking in the back, going to the 10-foot width. We did schedule the public hearing for August 17th at 7:01. And in the intervening time, Chris, I think it would be nice to get, there's 13 comments. The last communication I've got from LaVerge is there's 13 comments. And you're right, they are minor, but while we have the time, I just wouldn't have a clean letter from the engineer if we could.
Yeah, we'll reach out to them. I know.
They're minor, I mean, but we do have time, so we might as well clean this up.
No, absolutely. I think it should be the reason to have something by the 17th or sooner.
Yeah, well, the submission date ideally is that first Monday, so it'll be August 3rd.
Right, but it should not be an issue with us, you know, it's very minimal to make changes. Basically, the parking is really what we've got to look at, and then obviously getting, making sure the county DPW is okay.
All right, and then the final item is, has Creighton, in fact, done the traffic report that's done?
Yes. Yeah, we submitted that for the last submission. It's online.
Okay.
Part of
all right, I just haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to forward that on to Peter Faith then in the intervening time, and I'm sure we can get the conclusion of his analysis between now and the next meeting as well.
Yep. And then there's also what we submitted, there was a response letter to the LaVerge group's comments previously too.
Okay.
Which I also followed up on the website.
Okay. All right, I'll track all those down then and see where they're at. And that's it?
Just one quick one. Chris, do you have the sign off letter from the DEC on the tank removal?
Don't have anything yet. I know those things take time to actually get a formal letter from them, closed out report, which they probably won't even do until we finish our excavation on the whole site, would be my guess. I can talk to our geologist who was on site during the excavation. He's been in contact with them to, you know, make sure that that is the case, and come back to that for the next meeting.
Okay, that'd be great.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you agree with this statement. My take from what I've heard over the last couple of meetings involving this is that I think I feel this way. I don't know if the rest of the board does, but that I think it's more important to have the we'd like the parking spots to be more user friendly than to be focused necessarily on the requirement to have exactly 40 of them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, and depending on what they want to do in the back area, there's room to add spaces if they have to. I think if they feel like they have to get to that number, I just feel that the parking should be calculated on the usual space, floor space, and that would yield the number less than 40. The overriding concern. So Chris hears this. As I understand it, the overriding concern is the 10-foot parking, or the 10-foot width of the parking space.
Make it more clear.
I'm trying to avoid us getting to the 17th and having to revisit that.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to try and avoid this on the 17th. I don't know if my earlier comment was heard. Not sure if being heard now.
No, when we hear you.
I'm not sure that we need to be... Okay. The five charging station spaces, I don't know if we need to worry about our zoning that as much as not really parking spaces. Does that make sense?
Well, as I understand it, they're not restricted to electric cars. They can be parked in by regular gas-powered vehicles, right, Chris?
There will be signs for electric vehicle only.
Oh.
I mean, just charging spaces, even if you count them in this parking calculation, I don't know that I'd be really myself personally. I don't know if I'd be really place of a mess. Being stewards and people that drive electric cars that, you know, need to fit into those spaces. It's like, if you put space in the back for the employees, may not be 10 feet wide, that's why they can't be the 20 room they're making that wide. And I have to be somebody that believes that 93 inches is way too narrow for most of the vehicles. Just me. I know I'm very used to driving. Our zoning code.
We're kind of losing you a little bit, John. You're in and out, but I think the general gist that we got was, that you would also support that, you know, as a general rule of thumb, we're trying to help the space be on the, you know, on the wider side and more like the 10-foot variety, and if they needed to pick up, you know, a little bit more real estate, whether it be spaces or width, they could also do that for the staff spaces in the back. The electric, you know, vehicles are one thing not to be, in general, needing that full, you know, 10-foot wide dimension. But again, it looks like that could be accommodated too, even if you drop it down to 4. So we'll have Chris take a look at that and just try to help us strike a balance.
That whole discussion about the electric vehicle parking spot is interesting, and that it's charging station, something that, I think what I'm understanding Don say is that's not necessarily somebody who's coming in to use the store. It might be which is not so really different than pulling up to a gas pump, right?
Exactly.
There's a lot of times I don't go to the store, everything's bagged and pumped out, so.
Pulling them out. Yep. Good point. All right, Chris, any further questions for us?
No, I think I'm all set.
And so, just as a reminder, Chris will need to have his information turned back into us by August 3rd. Thanks. August 3rd will be your submission deadline for us, Chris.
Okay.
And if you want to make it a more targeted submission, so you don't have this big thick set of plans, we can have targeted sheets, you know, that are responsive. We don't need the whole plan set all over again.
Okay.
We can save a couple trees.
Right. Yeah. So I guess essentially maybe just the site plan there that would show
really
the main change. At least my thought was just parking.
Sure.
Unless something comes up from the county DPW, which I can't imagine.
Now that being said, when we do get to the point of, you know, a plan set that, you know, is, you know, I think we're all driving towards an approval here, we will need a full set for planning board signature. We'll need a fresh set at that time, but that can be, you know, 2 or 3 sets. Because each page is signed.
Yeah, we can provide that. After.
Okay.
Very good. Board, anything else?
I'm good.
Folks on the call,
good.
Anything else?
No, I'm all good.
All set.
Jim, anything further for us?
Nope.
Tonight?
Nope. I'm all set.
All right, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So
by Peter, second.
Second
by Eric. All those in favor, aye.
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 Enjoy this summer night, folks. And the next ones, we'll see you.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.